Despite living in one of the poorest countries in the world, Afghans tend to spend lavishly on wedding ceremonies. Families will sell possessions and borrow money to rent expensive wedding halls for hundreds of guests. As NPR's Sean Carberry reports, that wedding culture is driving sales at women's dress shops in his Kabul neighborhood.
One of the most jarring contradictions in Afghanistan is seeing women walking down the street wearing headscarves or full head-to-toe burqas, yet walking past dress shops with glamorous low-cut gowns in the windows. Within the last year, this mini mall opened up at the end of my street, and it's filled with more than half a dozen shops selling elegant wedding dresses and party gowns. There are now about 20 dress shops within a block of my house. Mubin Raufi runs the Romez store in the small shopping center. Surrounded by mannequins decked out in shimmering green, pink, and white gowns, he says he's been in this business for 6 years. He moved to this neighborhood recently when the mini mall opened.
This area is known for shops that take custom orders, and women come here because they know they can shop comfortably and order whatever they want.
It's typical here for businesses to cluster together the way dress shops have in this upper-middle-class neighborhood. Kabul's Butcher Street, Flower Street, and Toilet Street didn't get those names by accident. Raufi says most of his customers bring catalogs or pictures, and he works with them to refine the designs, often adding a bit more covering, since some of the samples are a little too risque, even for the segregated wedding parties where most of these dresses are worn. As we talk, a family browses through the shop but leaves without placing an order. Raufi says business is down right now because of the uncertainty caused by the still unresolved election and the ongoing audit of the ballots cast nearly 2 months ago. Still, he says, this is a very good business.
This is a clean way to earn your bread for your family.
And shop owners here say that selling these high-end dresses is far more lucrative than selling day-to-day clothes. Despite the fact that women buy fewer of these dresses, the profit can be more than 10 times that of a typical women's outfit. And there's plenty of demand for dresses that can cost up to $900, roughly three times the average monthly wage in Afghanistan. In one store is 28-year-old Hadia, who, like many Afghans, gives only one name. Conservatively dressed and wearing a headscarf, she's perusing the shops for her wedding dress.
It's in every Afghan woman's nature to want a better dress than what the other women are wearing.
She says that means buying the most expensive of dresses. 23-year-old teacher Farida, who's helping a friend find a wedding party dress, agrees.
Of course, there's competition among families to buy the most expensive dresses.
She says she's proud of the quality of Afghan dresses and says they're worth the money. Down the street is one of the newest businesses in the neighborhood. This is Woman Palace, run by 27-year-old Saeed Nasibullah. For 3 years, Nasibullah's run a construction and logistics company, but with the drawdown of foreign troops, that business has been in decline.
So I decided to open a separate business serving the women of Afghanistan.
He got the idea from his trips to Dubai, where he saw malls full of women's clothing stores. Woman Palace also sells handbags and high-heeled shoes in addition to dresses, some of which look like they wouldn't cover very much.
Some customers say that the dresses are too short, but the majority like our clothes. It shows progress.
But Nasibullah says he doesn't expect to see women wearing these clothes out on the streets anytime soon. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.